This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab is brought to you by GoNetSpeed, your choice for crazy fast fiber internet. This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And Dennis is Dennis Halnan. He comes in from Tab, helps me out with your computer comments, questions, and concerns. Very happy to have him with us. And yes, I was on vacation, or we were off, for the past couple of weekends. I made my annual pilgrimage to the Outer Banks of North Carolina, where the water was warm, the sand was soft, the weather was perfect. And it was on Saturday to Saturday, though. So poor Dennis. Dennis is just getting the hang of this thing, and he's like, Eric, what are you doing? So, but it was good to be out there and be at the beach for a week. But it was a Saturday rental, so while the show would have been on, I was driving 12 hours to North Carolina. Highly recommend it if you're a beach person.
Beaches are wonderful.
Oh, man. Beaches. North Carolina does beaches right. So, but we're here to help you out. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Dennis and I will do our best. Got to talk about ransomware.
Please do.
Yeah.
It's a big problem.
Big problem. Digital Shadows did their regular second quarter ransomware report, and they highlighted that the number of victims posted to data leak sites increased by a whopping 47% compared to Q1 of this year. 740 ransomware victims named on data leak sites. So ransomware, guys, is basically when a business has their entire systems encrypted and held for ransom by the bad guys. And the bad guys happen to be in the third world or over in Russia, which is the same idea. And they want fake money, Bitcoin, crypto, right. Cryptocurrencies. They want to get paid in cryptocurrencies so that they can, your business can be operational again. Now, what are the ways to prevent ransomware from attacking your business? There's many ways. And sadly, too many small businesses don't do enough of them or any of them, or they do them after they're hit. Kind of like buying the insurance after the house burns down. So when it comes to ransomware, you can tell the bad guys to pound sand depending on what has happened to your system and what you put in place. So what most small businesses need to start doing, period, is turn on two-factor authentication.
That's a big one.
Right? That way, if the bad guys get your access to your systems, they can't log in without that second factor hitting your phone, or if you have a Yubico key, you know, touching the Yubico key or a text to your phone, they're effectively locked out of your system with two-factor authentication. Having a backup that you can recover from.
That's a great idea.
So I met a company this week after being back, who called us up and gave us this awful story. They were ransomed, right? For over 2 months, they were battling ransomware. Thankfully, it was during a slow period of their operations, so they weren't impacted operationally too badly, but their entire system was encrypted. And sadly, their backup was directly connected to the system, so it also was encrypted.
Oh, no.
Every system encrypted, including their backup. So they had to hire a ransom negotiator who is so busy with cases. She has 150 cases a week she's working on.
Wow, that's a lot of cases.
Yes. So this company negotiates with the bad guys to reduce the ransom that's being asked for. And this ransom in this case for this poor company was $90,000, roughly three fake Bitcoin cryptocurrency token baloney BS crap. That gets me angry. So she then negotiates with the bad guys and they say, well, we'll take $75,000 worth. Again, this company can't operate. They're completely encrypted. All their data is locked up. Their systems are completely encrypted.
And their backups.
They're done. They literally are done. So they have no choice. So they negotiate down to $75,000 and they hop in the car and go over to their bank and say, hey, bank, I need you to wire $75,000 over here, which happens to be the negotiating company.
Oh.
And what do you think the bank says? No.
No?
They say no. They say no. Because obviously you're participating in a crime. Right? FBI says you can't do this. And the bank knows that when you're going to transfer this money to this particular company, which they know
they know what the purpose of that is.
Right. They're saying no.
So wow.
This company is now like, what? I can't take my money that I've worked hard for and pay the bad guys off, my real money, so that I can buy fake money and pay the bad guys off. So they had a bit of a back and forth with the bank and said, well, I guess I'll sue you as a bank because I'll lose my entire business because you won't let me spend the money to do this. So it's a bit of a catch-22. They did allow, finally, them to wire the money.
Okay.
And they started the decryption process. Now, they had four servers when they started. When they were done, they barely have one running now. But they are limping along.
And wow.
Working, and we're going to be working further. They hired us, literally, I met them last week, to come in and apply proper security.
Right.
Proper backup.
Right.
To their systems. And believe it or not, even in the backup scenario, they didn't still want an offsite component because they didn't want to pay for that offsite component of the backup. So I know it kind of, yeah, you're shaking your head. I can't believe it.
I just don't know what to say anymore.
They literally said, well, you know what, Eric, if it happens again, we're just shutting down. It's a 50-year-old company. It's been around forever, family-owned, and they're like, we'll just shut down. So here's the ironic part of it. The banks won't let them use their own money, but the fake money's out there, right? So there's no regulators out there saying, this has got to stop. Cryptocurrencies have to be.
The real money is regulated. The fake money is whoever gets it, wants it.
Right. And now here's my personal life, right? So I had to write some rather big checks to UConn.
Really?
Yeah. So I... my wife and I put money away since the kids were babies into 529s, right? Did what I'm supposed to do, save the money, put it in so I can afford college over many years. And so these big checks have to be written because I've got a kid in a 6-year program, which happens to be pretty expensive those last 2 years.
6 years.
Yes. Ooh. So the 529 checks come into me. I've already written my check out of my account to UConn, and I want to deposit the checks through my app.
Let me guess, you can't.
I can't put in more than 20 grand back into my app. The banks regulate my deposit of actual money into their actual bank. But cryptocurrency bad guys can steal 75,000 bucks of your own money. Thank you. What are we doing? What are we doing here? I don't understand why our quote unquote politicians don't get involved in this cryptocurrency crap right away.
They're going to have to.
It's insanity that fake money is better. It's more real than real money.
They can't ignore it any longer.
They seem to be.
I know. They are ignoring it, but something's got to happen.
It's nuts. And then I met another company this week, and I just can't believe it. You know, this is a 30-year-old organization, family-owned again, and people working 80 hours a week, blood, sweat, and tears, building up their business, and the entire backup of their business is hanging from a thumb drive on their keychain.
One thumb drive
on a keychain. Correct. So, guys, I know IT is like everyone hates it, right? Who wants to think about IT? It's almost like thinking about insurance or taxes or those types of things. IT. If you have decided that thanks to Bill Gates and Microsoft coming up with a Windows operating system so that you can actually do more quicker than handwriting it in a ledger, I agree with that choice, right? It made us much more productive, right? However, Bill Gates and Microsoft, not so good at protecting your data. They'll make the operating system okay, but they're assuming you're going to back it up. They're assuming you're going to protect it from failure. When I started in this business 30 plus years ago, our biggest concern was a hardware failure, hard drive failing. So we need to make sure we can recover from that failure with a backup. Now it's encryption. It's ransomware. That company is literally a click away from having the entire system encrypted, and they're hoping that one thumb drive has got everything they need to get back up and running. And how old that backup
is. And they're hoping that that thumb drive is going to be functional when they need it.
Right.
Thumb drives are not the most stable things in the world.
They really aren't. And when you think about disaster recovery for your business, what is a disaster and how long can you be down to recover from that disaster? In the case that I gave you earlier where that company was fully encrypted, it took them months. The decryption process took forever because the tools the bad guy give you are just junk.
Yeah, they're,
And you're hoping it works. 50% of the time it doesn't work.
True.
So you're sitting there twiddling your thumbs as a company waiting for your systems to be decrypted. What else did they put on your system, by the way? Right?
Oh, that's a very good question.
Yeah. So after you're decrypted and running, are you still okay? Or are they going to hit you in 3 months later and encrypt you again?
No, you've got to go back in and you've got to clean those.
Wipe, reload, right?
Yep.
That's the only way to be sure. And even that, still, you never know 100%. But wipe and reload is going to get you a clean, fresh platform. How long can you afford to be down doing that type of thing? And do you have a method of recovery that allows for a quick ability to wipe and reload and get you back up and running? We have those technologies at TAB for our small business clients. We put them in place. We can put in the preventions. We can put in the security awareness training. We can put in the two-factor authentications. We can put in the proper backups. We have servers that are ready to go, like fire trucks. But if you don't put any of this, if you don't have a thought in your mind and run your company with a keychain as your backup, I mean, you put more money in your trucks. You put more money in your training of your people. You put more money in your building.
True.
If you're okay with your entire system not able to process whatever transactions you need to process, okay. But you really need to think a little more seriously, because nowadays, thanks to cryptocurrency and the lack of regulation on cryptocurrencies, we're just all waiting for that next click where some Russian has encrypted your data and for some crazy reason, we're allowing for the anonymous payment of fake money that gets converted into real money. And even ding-dongs like Tesla and Amazon are starting to take cryptocurrency as payments.
Why?
Thanks, guys. I don't know. It's the most inefficient. If you care about the planet, it's the most inefficient form of transactions out there. 150,000 times more inefficient than just using a credit card, as far as how many trees it's going to kill or whatever your factor is for keeping the planet healthy. It's 150,000 times more inefficient. What are we doing? I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't either. And it's long past time for management schools to stop teaching young executives that IT is a cost center.
Right.
It is not. It is an asset.
Yep.
It is an asset you should build up, not a cost center you should cut.
I agree. So that's what's going on out there, guys. Feel free to get along. We have three lines open for you. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Dennis and I are live. We're back.
We're here.
I'm not as pasty white as I used to be. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we are here live this morning. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. And we will do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Hopefully you can't hear that vibration in the background. There's literally somebody jackhammering above us in the ceiling. But that is the beauty of any kind of live performance. Right, Dennis?
That's right.
I hope you guys can't hear that noise. Let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Frank in Manchester first. Nice enough to join us. You there, Frank? You there, Frank? I've got the slider up. Let me ring it back down. You there, Frank? Let's try the other one. It's a sticky button over here. You there? No. I don't know, Joe. I can't hear him. Are you there, Frank? be a weird call-in show if I can't get calls on the air.
Hello?
There you are, Frank.
Oh,
good.
It was my fault.
No problem. Life happens, I tell people.
It certainly does.
There's some sticky buttons in here, I'll tell you. I don't know what Ray's drinking in the morning.
I got some sticky buttons over here, too, and I'm hoping I can get them worked out.
All right, what can we do for you, sir?
Well, I try to run a Microsoft Defender's offline scan.
Uh-huh.
And when I run that, it starts to cycle through.
Yeah.
And then after it cycles through, it just goes to a restart. And I get a flash on the screen that shows me the program, and then it goes to restart. And basically it says that Microsoft Defender's antivirus is turned on. It does the Microsoft Defender updates, but I can't get it to run.
Any warnings? It just shuts down.
It just shut down.
I don't like that.
I don't either.
How old is the updates? How long has it been since you've updated the system, Frank?
Oh, I update it every day.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to tell you to download an alternative scan. Malwarebytes should have a free scan still out there.
They do.
Okay. And that would be an alternative scan. Have them run a scan on your system. So when you see things like this, it feels like malware is blocking the scan from running or trying to impede its process, right?
Okay, yes.
And that's why you're nervous about it. It could also just be a typical Microsoft problem, right, where the program is broken.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be sure. Let's run a scan with Malwarebytes and see what happens there and see if you do find something.
I ran several scans with Malwarebytes, like for 4 or 5 days in a row last week.
Yep.
Everything came back clean.
Oh, good.
Oh.
So it is the second thing. It's Microsoft's Defender is broken or something.
Either Defender is broken or there's some kind of a flaw in the file system where it's hitting a file, it's feeding it a piece of data that it can't handle, and you're getting a buffer overflow.
Okay. With no error.
Right, no error,
yeah.
Because the overflow terminates the process.
Kills it.
So the process itself is not going to generate an error, it's done.
Right.
Right.
And that's the danger of things like that.
So if he has a bad file, he may want to do a system file checker?
System file check and a check disk. However, I would do the check disk first.
Would you back up first?
Well, actually, yes. You're going to back up your data.
Yeah, just in case.
Back up the data.
Second one? You said check disk and what else?
Well, first, make sure your data is backed up.
Yep.
Okay.
Then do the check disk. That's going to involve a reboot.
I did a reboot on it.
Well,
I did a refresh on it. I refreshed the whole system.
When you say refreshed it, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I went into, you know, where they tell you you can go like back to what it was.
Oh, you did a system restore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that you didn't have still the same corruption on the disk or the same files. You just went back to a previous time when that corruption still could have existed.
It still could be in there. I mean, it could be a very old corruption.
Okay.
So that wouldn't necessarily help you. What you're going to do, make sure your data is backed up, do a check disk.
Yep.
Then you're going to do what's called an SFC or system file checker.
Okay.
And then hopefully it'll clear this issue up. If still Defender is broken, you already know you're clean. I don't know that I'd go too crazy trying to make Defender work.
Right. Okay. I would not waste too much more time on it.
Right.
The only thing you're worried about right now is that there might be a corruption either in the operating system or in a file. You'd like to repair that if you can,
right,
but don't kill yourself over it. And, you know, who cares if Defender doesn't work at this point if you have another antivirus?
Yeah. Did you buy Malwarebytes?
No, I just downloaded it from.
Okay. From so you can consider buying it if you want, or you could go with Webroot as an alternative to Defender.
Okay. Yeah. But the other question is it safe to use the computer in the state that it's in right now? Is it safe to go online? Is it safe to go to, like, pay banking, pay bills, and stuff like that?
I would say if you've gotten clean scans from Malwarebytes,
you're okay.
For the interim, you are okay.
Okay.
All right, Frank.
Just one real quick question.
You have to hold. I got a hard break. Can you hold over?
Sure, I will. Thank you very much.
You got it. We'll keep Frank on hold, and hopefully I'm not going to screw that up. And feel free to get online, guys. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC are the numbers. Three lines open for you. We're here at 11 o'clock. We'll be right back. And And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. We are live. I know we've been gone for a couple weeks. We had to get away. I'm sorry. But we are back. Happy to be here with you guys. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. If you have any questions on the ransomware discussion I started earlier, feel free. I'm happy to clarify because it can be confusing. I've had some back and forth on the Facebook page, on WTIC's Facebook page, on the live there, talking about, you know, how can they negotiate with the bad guys if they don't know who the bad guys are? The bad guys are happy to communicate with you via email addresses, no problem.
They literally set up a web page for you to use to contact them anonymously.
They have their own customer service, practically.
They do.
The issue is the account, when you actually move the fake money around, is very hard to trace and track. That's why they like using it, right? Mm-hmm. You and I can't even use our bank accounts just to do regular stuff, literally regular stuff. But cryptocurrency and ransom, the government's good with that. You go. You go, bad guys. Mm-hmm. You damage our businesses. Thanks so much. Let's go on to, thank you for helping. They're from the government. They're not here to help. Let's go to Frank in Manchester. Hey, Frank. Nope. This thing is sticky. You there, Frank?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks. How are you?
Good, good. What was your second question, Frank?
Good. Well, the question was in terms of running a check disk and running a system file checker, where do I go for those?
Oh, they're right within the computer. So, we actually put a link up there already as to how to do that over a computer.
Yeah, we've got instructions, and those are built into Windows.
Oh, okay. So I should go to your website then?
You can go to our website, computertalkwithtab.com, but Dennis is going to happily tell you how to run. They're just commands you'll run at a DOS prompt. Do you want to give him a quick
I can do that.
Yeah.
What you're going to do to run either of these is to open up a command prompt. You type... Well, you click on the start button,
right?
Type the letter CMD,
yep.
Charlie Mary Delta.
Yep.
You're going to right click where it says command prompt above that.
Yep.
Click run as administrator.
Yep.
All right. Now, when you get a black box that you can type things into,
right?
What you're going to do is you're going to type for check disk, you're going to type CHK.
Yep.
DSK.
Yep.
Space slash F.
Slash F.
Yep.
F as in Frank.
Yes. Okay. And
it's a forward slash.
Right. And it's a forward slash that's on the question mark key.
Right. All right.
And then you hit enter.
Okay.
It's going to tell you that the drive that you want to check is locked, and it can't run it right away. It will ask you if you want to run at startup.
Okay.
You're going to type the letter Y to say yes.
Okay.
Hit enter again.
Yep.
Reboot the computer.
Okay.
When it comes up during the startup process, it will run the check disk on the drive, and you'll see it. If you have an SSD, it'll go very quick.
Mm-hmm. I don't have one.
Well. And also, if you have a very small, even a magnetic hard drive, a small spinny. One can go very fast, too.
We like calling them spinny drives.
Yeah, spinny drives. That's a cute thing. And it'll show you what it's doing. You know, don't pay too much attention to what it tells you, because a lot of it isn't going to make sense. It barely makes even any sense to me. And I've been looking at those things for, 40 years?
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Just let it run, and then when it's time, log in. And then you're going to do the same thing. You're going to open up a command prompt with run as administrator.
Okay.
Then the second time, you're going to type the letters SFC, Sam, Frank, Charlie.
Okay.
Space, scan now, all one word.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. And then there's a slash in front of the scan now.
Forward slash. Okay. Don't mess that syntax up there, Dennis. Come on.
Sorry. I mean, I type these things every day, and it just comes out.
Yep. Of course. And it comes out naturally.
And then inside that black box, it will show you the progress of the system file check.
Okay.
At the end, it may tell you that it found corrupt files and repaired them.
Right.
That's what you actually want to see at this point, because we do suspect that there is something going on in there that needs to be straightened out. So don't feel bad about that if you see it.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. You've been extremely helpful. I've been playing with this for like 2 months, and I had even a friend help me out, and it was like that. We were lost.
That's okay. That's what we're here for.
Thank you very much, and you have a great day and a great weekend.
You too, Frank.
Thanks.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Now he's on his way, and let's go on to Joe in Berlin. He's got something going on. What's going on, Joe?
Good morning. I just want to say thank you guys for all your help.
Sure.
I had called last time you were on with the problem I had with Firefox.
Yeah.
And it was because resources were low. Mm-hmm. And after I hung up, I realized I did check that. I looked at it, but I have, you always used to say, buy the most expensive computer you can afford. And,
yeah, we do.
Yeah.
I didn't exactly do that, but I have an i7.
Good start.
700. I got 24 gigabytes of RAM.
That's awesome.
That's great.
A solid state drive.
Yeah.
For drive C, I think it's only 500 meg, and then, I don't know, 5 or 8 gig hard drive.
Yeah.
So I said, well, it can't be that because I got plenty of resources.
Yeah.
Well, and I told you the other machine I don't have this issue with.
Right.
But once I did, you know, check off, made that correction on this one machine, I went to look at the other machine to see what the differences were.
Mm-hmm.
Two different video cards. Same amount of memory.
Yeah.
just a different video card.
And that seemed to be the difference.
That seemed to be the difference. And now it works perfect. So awesome. I got to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Our pleasure. Thanks for calling us, Joe.
So, okay. We'll talk to you later. I'll listen to you guys. Hey, and take care of your kids.
Take care of who? Say what? What did you say?
Your kids pay for their college.
I'm doing my best, man. I started saving when they were little. I just did what I'm supposed to do, right?
You know what? The day my son got his first job after graduating from UConn, he came home with his paycheck. He was so proud of himself.
Right.
And I looked at his paycheck, and I said, oh, my God, this kid's making more money than I am.
Well, you did a good job, too, then, Joe.
Well, I tried.
That's the goal, right?
Yep, that's it. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, yeah, I mean, you're supposed to take care of your kids. Isn't that what Chris Rock says? Well, we're going to get back to your calls, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Four lines wide open as we're waiting. So, Dennis, did you have an article? Because I kind of monopolized the last...
This one is about something that's just came out in the wake of Microsoft's announcement about Windows 11 coming
out.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And remember, we told you that it was coming out and Microsoft hasn't released it yet.
Right.
It'll be released late this year, maybe early 2022.
Mm-hmm.
But it's coming out eventually. Well, guess what?
I can't imagine.
There are already Windows 11 installers that you can download from the internet.
Really?
Some very helpful people have put these together for you so that you can have Windows 11 before anybody else.
Before Microsoft releases it. How's that possible, Dennis? Do you think it actually is Windows 11?
According to this article, it turns out, this is from Windows Central, it turns out that those are fake Windows installers that will put malware on your computer instead of Windows 11.
Right.
So don't look for Windows 11 yet. It is not out. The only way you can get it is in a beta format, and you can sign up with Microsoft to be what they call a Windows Insider.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can get on a waiting list to be allowed to get the beta.
Right. And then if you really have nothing else to do, okay, you can do that.
If you don't like your computer, maybe go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
I would not be installing beta software on a computer.
No, not one that you want at work.
But that is the only way that you can get Windows 11 right now.
Right.
And it's a slim chance that you will.
This is the issue out there, guys, with all this stuff. You know, there's so many sites are out there putting out fake software. They're putting out, you know, if you think you can download Photoshop for free, this is Adobe, forget it. You're just downloading cracked software that's malicious and is going to cause trouble for your systems. All this stuff that's out there, you have to be careful with. Most of it's on the dark web, and the dark web are these sites that are going to make it available for you, right? Here's a free version of this or a free version of that. Well, you're the fool. They're literally, they're like, it's a honeypot is what it's called, and you're downloading your your ill-gotten gains, thinking you're sticking it to the man, and really you're being the one stuck. So you just pay for your software. Even when you pay for your software, you have enough trouble, right? But if you're not paying for it, you're not getting what you think you're getting.
Yeah.
People aren't doing this out of the kindness of their hearts.
No.
All right, let's get to your calls real quick. We're going to go to Patricia in Windsor first. Hey, Patricia, what's up?
Hi.
What can we do for you?
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I would like to know what you would advise to get for an outdoor camera that would be motion activated.
Yep, I can tell you what I've just installed literally this week, called Reolink.
Oh.
Can you spell that?
R-E-O-L-I-N-K. And 5K cameras, they're very nice. They will actually hit my phone when I have an issue or somebody walks past it as a person. They're kind of almost too sensitive in that if a bug flies by, they can hit you. But you can adjust that sensitivity. And for the most part, I'm getting them because I want to see who's trying to rip off my car, right? Who here in Connecticut, the bad guys can come and just take your car out of your driveway these days.
Well, as long as they're juveniles.
Exactly. So I just want to see who it is at least so that I have a picture and then I can say bye to my car as it drives away. At least I have a camera. And then, of course, I can give it to the police and they're going to say, well, we arrested him, but then they were let go the next hour. So at least I can share it with my neighbors and say, hey, these guys are the ones coming for your cars.
Now, does this record video?
Yep. You put a little SD card in the camera.
Oh, okay.
And it'll overwrite. It doesn't cost you anything monthly. I don't like to do that, and I don't think the cloud needs my camera information. So it was a 32 gig card you put in each camera. You connect your software up, and it is really beautiful picture. I did a lot of research and came up with this camera as the one I want to go with. And it's an IP camera, so you need a Cat 5 or 6 data cable run to wherever you're going to put the camera in. You need a mounting box. I found that out the hard way.
Oh, brother. Now, this doesn't go off of Wi-Fi, does it?
The ones I chose, I did not go off the Wi-Fi. I have them hardwired, and they're powered over the Ethernet cable. You can buy Wi-Fi and do batteries if you want, or even do solar that charges the thing so you can just mount it up there wireless. So you can do that. Mm. I just didn't want all that mess. I like nice, clean IP Cat 5e PoE systems. Mm-hmm. Easy to do once you do a little research.
Did you buy it online or did you buy it local?
Unfortunately, don't have them local, so I went and got it online through the old Amazon.
Okay, all right. So does this Reolink have a website?
They do. We'll put a link up here for you as far as what I chose. Again, I'm not a security camera expert. It's just what I did some research, and I did. They're beautiful. I mean, the picture is amazing, and they're not too expensive. I don't remember the exact price, but I wanted some good cameras so I could actually read the license plate of the stolen car that's coming in my driveway to steal my other car.
You are all set and ready. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Patricia.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, I'm going to step out for a quick break, right? Get back to more of your calls. Feel free to get online. Three lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Dennis and I are live till 11 o'clock. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We are broadcasting live over at WTIC's Facebook page. And if Mark Zuckerberg deems the information we give worthy, and you're not in Australia, it may get into your news feed. So feel free to get online and check that out. And feel free to share and like whatever we're doing. Otherwise, again, the Zuck may not get it out to everybody. So we need you guys to help with that and for whatever it's worth. I mean, it's Facebook.
Yeah.
And some great conversations going on out there on the old Facebook page as well, as far as folks talking back and forth. You know, one of the commenters on the Facebook page talked about solid state drives, and it's not advisable to run check disks on solid state drives.
Normally it is not, but right. We know in this case, or we very strongly suspect in this case, that there is a corruption.
Right.
And check disk is really...
It's the only
valid way to fix that.
Right. We wouldn't recommend it as regular maintenance stuff.
Yeah.
Right? We agree with that.
You're not going to do it. Yeah.
All right. Let's get to your calls and see if we can help you out. We're going to go to AJ in South Windsor next. AJ?
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
I listen to you guys every week, and I usually have a bullpen of innocuous questions when you start lamenting that you might have to talk about your kids.
Yeah, we don't want that. We don't want that.
But anyway.
What can we do for you?
I'm a Mac guy.
All right.
In my work, we use PCs and workstations and whatnot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the reason was that it was much more, mostly exclusively, engineering software for analyzing for temperatures and stresses and all that. If okay. I sound out of breath, I'm on my walk, which is therapy. But
yeah, good for you.
Anyway,
that's good. Yeah.
Anyway, I don't seem to run into many of the problems that your callers have with their PCs.
Mm-hmm.
Mac seems to be much more smooth, but and easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have the market share that the PCs do.
Right. No.
And also they don't have. I'm going to stop there. And they don't have the software that the PCs have. So you seem to be always consulting on problems with PCs much more than Mac. And maybe that's because Mac people don't call in or go to their
Honestly, there's just fewer of them.
Yeah.
And
that's
right.
Even in our client base, AJ, you know, across roughly 8,000 systems that we are supporting, maybe 15 or Apple Mac devices that are used in business.
Maybe a little bit more than
more,
but
yeah, not many.
More than 40.
Yeah, it's a pretty small number.
Well, yeah. I'm retired now, and I still do consulting.
Yeah,
but it's not technical. So I'm usually writing proposals and it's emails and stuff like that.
Right.
And when I ask Mac for access to technical software, they refer to me to things like Excel and PowerPoint.
Right.
I said, no. It's not that simple. So do you have any further observations? Because, you know, this C drive, D drive, this kind of stuff that you wind up with PCs seems to be much more complex. So I'll listen to your observations.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, Apple and Mac have done a great job of producing, quote-unquote, easy-to-use machines, they say. But the problem is they charge for them.
Yes.
And because of that, they produced a smaller market. And because I can buy two PCs for the price of one Apple Mac. So there's that. The Apple devices are also seem less trouble because they're less of a target. I have a nice big fat target when it comes to Windows systems and such a tiny target when it comes to Apple devices. Why would I develop software to encrypt Apple or go after Apple devices if the target is so small?
Right.
So us PC users who are too cheap to buy Apple, I guess is the answer, are set as being the target. The Apple devices, believe it or not, are made with mostly the same components that PCs are made with.
They are. It's really all the same hardware.
Yeah. So it's just the operating system that's a little different. Now, they've done a better job of protecting the kernel of the operating system. Microsoft is kind of made it more open and more attackable, and we already talked about all the issues with Windows systems. So when Microsoft practically gives the software away, Apple doesn't. You know, I'd be happy to have another competitor. I think Google and Chrome are going to be a big competitor for the folks at Microsoft soon, and there'll be more competitors coming.
Yeah.
So cool. Maybe we'll see some improvements in Windows someday.
Good.
So,
well, look, I'll keep listening, and I still have some relievers in my bullpen.
All right.
So that
way, we don't have to talk about our kids. All right. Thanks, AJ.
Or my cats.
Right. Bye.
We appreciate it. Bye-bye. All right, so that's AJ keeping us not talking about our kids. Feel free to get online, 800-9 or cats, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We're here until 11 o'clock. Everything we've talked about so far has been posted live over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. Mike G posts everything we talk about for you to refer to if you missed anything. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.